kitchen on a sleepy Friday night, and Daddy's sitting on the porch, and Mama's at the oven baking apple pie, oh, for your folks at home. Oh, the world is sad and dreary everywhere I roam. I say, oh, brother, how my heart grows weary far from your folks at home. Oh, you are listening to Shaun of the South, coming to you on a Friday night broadcast live from the sleepy heart of Northwest Florida Panhandle. This episode brought to you by Case Knives, a tradition of my family dating back to my granddaddy once said the best cure for idle hands was to build something. We're down upon the Swanee River, far, far from home. Said that's where my heart is turning, never far from your folks at home. Oh, the world is sad and lonely everywhere I roam. Oh, Mama, if I could only be with your folks at home. It is Mother's Day. Mother's Day special is what you're hearing tonight. We scoured our friends and family for stories about mothers and grandmothers and parents and grandparents of all kinds, because it takes more than just a single feminine being to raise a child. Some people have stepped into that role, and we salute you. This episode is for you. We're going to be singing a whole bunch of songs especially for you, and we're going to be reading stories that we've heard from our friends and family. You don't want to miss it up on the second half. Oh, the world is sad and dreary everywhere I roam. I say, oh, brother, how my heart grows weary far from your folks at home. That music here by me tonight is Blue Mullet, Cheryl, Mark Gilbert, John Young, David Thier, Joe Regan, and our special guest Aaron Peters playing that fiddle tonight. This Mother's Day is not one you want to miss. Sad and dreary everywhere I roam. Say, oh, brother, how my heart grows weary far from your folks at home. Oh, brother, how my heart grows weary far from your folks at home. Yes, yes. What a Mother's Day this is gonna be. We put it out there on Instagram and Facebook, asking people for stories about their parents, their grandparents, brothers, sisters, mothers, daddies, anybody who stepped into that role to raise a child. And we got more stories than we can shake a stick at. We got stories that just bring tears to your eyes. This Mother's Day special that we're doing here is brought to you by Visit North Alabama, hashtag Visit North AL, the 16 North Alabama counties that make this state what it is, the state that resides just above Florida. We had some wildfires this week in Northwest Florida where I live, which is very interesting. They were only a few miles from our house. Now, if you can believe it, in the 1 week between our last podcast and this one you're hearing here, we had two separate wildfires. Had to evacuate our house once. A lot of people had to evacuate last night. Last I heard, there were 550 acres being consumed by the wildfires. Longleaf forests are decimated in that area around Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. If you're listening to this and you've gone through any of that, our hearts and thoughts are with you. Mother's Day is upon us. My goodness, the best day in the whole world. Could there be a better role in the entire world? I'm not sure if there could. Tonight in the studio with us, I got my good buddy Aaron Peters playing the fiddle, and he plays like a man with his hair on fire. We're going to be playing some of my mother's favorite songs, and we're going to be reading stories that I hope will bless your heart, which is a phrase my mother always used to say. Well, let's tell you about a few mothers today. Hopefully they'll make you appreciate maybe just a little more the mother in your own life, whether it's your real biological mother or somebody who has stepped into that role. Mothers do not always look the same. Come back with me to a little place called 631 Ohio Street. It's lined with live oaks and birds in the trees. that serenade your journey down this paved street that's paved with cobblestones, smooth from all the years of wear from the horse hoofs and the wagon wheels and the automobiles, lined with beautiful Queen Anne houses with clapboard siding and high-pitched roofs. Can you hear the birds? I can. They sit in the trees. In some ways, you could say that Ohio Street is nothing but a place to go hear the choirs of birds sing. There's one house in 1920 on the street. It's being built. The man who's building this house is looking at the construction crew, and he's holding a baby on his hip. She's 3 years old, a little bit too heavy to be held, but not that heavy. She's always been a slight girl. She rests on his hip. He's a butcher, and life has been okay during 1917, 1918, 1919, and 1920. And thus, he is building this house for his family, and he's proud. And she's watching the gables be constructed. Over time, that house comes to be, and it is impressive. It's a beautiful home. It's a beautiful home to raise a family in. It's got creaky wooden floors that are stained pecan colored, and it's got a nice wood-burning stove in the kitchen, an upstairs bedroom where this little girl will call her own. She will sit in that bedroom, and she will pass her childhood years looking out that window at Ohio Street, those smooth cobblestones, listening to the birds in the trees. She will go through elementary school and high school here. There will be some structural changes made to the house. There's no porch on the front. It's flat. The house will change color several times. Go from yellowish to a white color to a gray color. She goes through high school years here. She loves her little room. She loves this little house on 631 Ohio. When she reaches about college age, just about college age, she meets a young man. A young man who is from Kenwaka, from a little farm. He's country. His father died when he was a boy. And his older brother had polio, and thus nobody could take care of the farm except for him. He's a musical man. He plays mandolin, accordion, piano, and a mean guitar. He even goes to this little radio station sometimes, way out in the middle of nowhere, with a little tower on top of this little tin radio shack. And he goes in and he sings into this little snuff can microphone for Gospel Thursday Night Radio Hour. He's going to join the Air Corps. And so he does. The Air Corps, which eventually becomes the Air Force. World War II is in full swing. She's 17 years old, about to be 18. When they're married, they like to tell the story that they were modest people, proud of their modesty, and they did not engage in intimate marital relations. They lay on top their covers the night before their wedding, in their clothes, because they were proud of their modesty. When they were married, they had boys and a girl. And this man took her away from 631 Ohio Street. And they went all over the world. They went to Arkansas. They traveled all around the West, Napa, California, up to Massachusetts, overseas to Germany, where he worked at Ramstein Air Force Base. And finally, back to 631 Ohio. The house had changed a little bit. That nice porch on front had a little swing on it. The front door was a little bit different. The kitchen had been reorganized and made to be a little bit bigger. They had the daughter, and they placed that daughter up in that same bedroom that the young girl grew up in. Oh, it was nice. The girl passed through her elementary year, her high school years there. She had a cat named Julie, and she'd sit by the windowsill, and she'd look out at them smooth cobblestones which had been paved over and watch the automobiles ride up and down the street. She would move from that house when she met a young man who worked on steel for a living. He left to get his apprenticeship to be a stick welder, and he was one of the best stick welders in the area, and she loved him. She went to school. She had a baby. It was a little white-looking frog-looking baby with long spindly legs and big feet and a tuft of red hair. And that little frog-looking baby grew up and is now talking to you on the microphone. A few years ago, I went back to 631 Ohio Street. And I wandered along a street that you can see some of the cobblestones poking through. And I went up to that house. It's pink now. And I could hear the birds in the trees. I knocked on the door. And the man answered the door. He said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Yes, sir. I know this house a little bit." He said, "You do?" I said, "Yeah, I know it's a Queen Anne style house. I know it was built in 1920. He said, "That's right. That's exactly right." He said, "I bought it from a family called the Seatons." I said, "Yes, sir, I know that. My mother was a Seaton. She grew up here. And her mother, she grew up here. Her father built the house." He said, "Well, my goodness, would you like to come inside?" I said, no, really, I think I just wanted to come and touch the clapboards and maybe just sit in the swing. Can I sit in the swing?" He said, "Sure, sit in that porch swing, no problem." And he let me be. And I sat in that little porch swing of 631 Ohio Street, and I thought about my mother. And I thought about my grandmother. And what it must have been like sitting up in that upstairs bedroom with the window open, watching the automobiles go up and down the road on them bumpy cobblestones, and listening to the birds. This is my grandmother's favorite song.
church in the wild wood, no lovelier spot in the vale. No place is so dear to my childhood is the little round church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the woods, little clapboard church in the vale. No place is so dear to my childhood is the little brown church in the vale.
Love that song. That is one of my favorite songs, and I'm pretty sure it's one of just about everybody's favorite song. Mothers, grandmothers, anybody alike. There's some debate over which song was my grandmother's actual favorite. My uncle swears that it's In the Garden. My mother has told me before that it was Church in the Wildwood, which we just sang for you. But she also tells me that Old Rugged Cross was one of her favorites. So we just try to, you know, scattergun hit them all. This past week, we had a contest of sorts on Instagram and Facebook. Said we're going to give away 10 of my books. All my books go by different names. We got Stars of Alabama, fiction book, novel of mine. I have Will the Circle Be Unbroken, my memoir. I got Caution, This Vehicle Stops for Bold Peanuts, Beer, Barbecue, Biscuits, Bibles, and Labradors. I think that's the name of it. I can't remember. And all sorts of other books. We're giving away 10 of them. 5 from Instagram winners, 5 for Facebook winners. Now, this in no way reflects the quality of the story written on Instagram or Facebook. We just chose winners at random. But we asked them for stories for parents and grandparents for Mother's Day. Because I firmly believe that no single mother looks alike. I have met so many people in our travels, and these people all have a different slant on how they were raised, whether their grandmother raised them, whether their father raised them, whether their cousin, brother, or stranger raised them. Not everybody has a biological mother, but today is Mother's Day, and we salute the person who stepped in to that role. I'm going to read you a few stories here on Instagram before I hit the winners. And one particular surprise prize that we're going to be giving away, the grand prize, is, I'll just say it now, the person who had the most likes on Instagram and Facebook combined, the most likes, gets a grand prize. And the grand prize is, get ready for this, a brand new 1979 two-tone red and white Ford F-150 pickup truck. Now, I'm not kidding about this. A brand new 1979 two-tone red and white Ford pickup truck, 300 cubic inch, 6-cylinder engine, 3-speed manual transmission, twin I-beam front suspension, power brakes, vent window handles made of wood, applique, energy absorbent instrument panel, glove box, push button latch, power steering, air conditioning, cruise control, tilt control, steering wheel, interval wipers, electric rear window defroster, and more. Made from genuine die-cast metal by Hot Wheels Cars, incorporated by Mattel. Not suitable for ages below 5 and 6, for some parts may present choking hazards. That's right, I'm holding this brand new car in my hand right now, and it goes to the winner, the grand prize winner, most likes on Instagram and Facebook. I'm going to read you a few stories here about grandparents. How about it? Now let's get started here with JBAM563. Sean, I was in an elite all-girl club in high school. We had a mother-daughter banquet to announce the new officers. My mother was really sick and couldn't go. So I jokingly asked my dad, "Hey, you want to go to a mother-daughter banquet?" Well, he wasn't sure about it. But without hesitation, he jumped up, he got dressed, and he went with me. Do you know that in that whole banquet, Sean, he never felt uncomfortable at dinner, being the only father within all that hen house chatter. He was my mother that night. That was in the 80s, and it's just one of my favorite memories of my sweet daddy. He passed away December 20th from stage 4 cancer. And I think about him every single day. And I hurt every single day. KG Mesquite. Sean, it was wartime. World War II, 1943. My grandfather committed suicide, leaving my mother with 8 children to support. My mother being the oldest. My grandmother went to work driving a Jeep every single day, chauffeuring around generals and colonels at Lowry Air Force Base in Denver, Colorado. There, she met a young enlisted man. He was 18 years old, 20 years younger than she was. They fell in love, married after the war, and had one child together. Their love story taught us the true meaning of love and the commitment of a lifetime. Shanta Dalton. My grandparents were married for 67 years. Pawpaw passed away in May of 1998 at 90 years young. A tradition he had was to give Mama $100 for either the anniversary in December or Christmas. The last year he did that, Mama just hid on to the money instead of spending it. After Papa died, Mama gave that same $100 bill to my uncle for safekeeping with one very special secret condition. In 2014, we lost Mama at the age of 101 years old. My uncle still had that $100 bill, and he fulfilled her final wish with it. That her last flowers, the flower arrangement in the middle of her casket, come from Papa. In the middle of the arrangement, on her casket was a ribbon that said those flowers had come from her beloved. What a love they shared, 67 years. Even though we couldn't tell that story without a lump in our throats at her visitation, brought a smile to our faces and has continued to do so. Miss Nancy, 81. My grandmother worked ever so diligently in her garden. Day after day she hoed, plowed, and planted. Her garden was an object of envy for those in her neighborhood, and her diligence paid off. It was indeed the biggest, most beautiful garden in the whole area, and she had reason to be proud when her neighbors would comment on how wonderful her garden looked. The one thing that always stood out to me was the way that after planting, she would stop at the end of every row and pray. And I can still hear words today. "Dear Lord Jesus, please make my garden grow. Send both the rain and the sunshine that the seeds need to sprout. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen." What a precious way to end a long day of hard work, Sean. Hear my grandmother give thanks for what she did not yet have. This precious moment, however, turned into a rather amusing one one particular afternoon. Before continuing, I should first mention that my grandfather's name was John Clemmy, a.k.a. J.C. J.C. Now, J.C. tended his own small garden, and he dared not venture beyond the space that was designated as Pawpaw's garden. Well, as my grandmother strolled through her garden one particular afternoon, admiring the growth of her plants and checking for harvest readiness, a young man from the neighborhood came walking by. He said, "Well, Miss Booker, that sure is a fine garden you have growing there." And she said, "Why, thank you." She had both a mixture of pride and humility that only her voice and mannerisms could achieve. He said, "Did you grow all that by yourself?" And she said, "Yes, just me and the Lord," my grandmother said with the same mixture of pride and humility. And then the young man with sort of a laugh said, "Oh, well, just you and old J.C. Thinking that this young man was referring to John Clemmy, my grandfather, rather than realizing he was referring to Jesus Christ, the one with whom she had just shared the praise for her gardening accomplishments, my grandmother's tone quickly changed to one of disgust, and she retorted to this young man, "Shoot no, that lazy old buzzard don't do a thing." This is one of my favorite memories, Sean. M. Nick Hart. That's a hard one. "Dear Sean, my mom will be 90 on the 4th of July this year. A couple years ago, she told us a story about how she went to live with her sister and her two daughters in Opelika, Alabama. It was 1948. They'd set up a school for the men who needed to get their diplomas and GEDs after the war. They also had secretarial courses and trades, and Mama went to secretary school. One of my little favorite stories is when Mama came home from school and she said, 'Have y'all ever heard of Donnie and Bobby Allison?' We smiled, 'Yes, of course, we know who they are.' She said, 'Well, I have them in some of my classes, and all they ever talk about was cars.' I guess you had to be there, Sean. Down in the Delta, LLC. My mother laughed until she cried telling me this story, so I'll tell it to you. Back in the 1940s, my mama was a young lady, still living at home with her folks. The preacher came by for a visit. They did that back then. And he stayed, and he stayed, and he stayed. And my grandmother eventually decided that she needed to cook a meal fitting for the pastor, but she didn't have any meat to serve. While my granddaddy's inside visiting with the preacher, my grandmother and mother slipped out the kitchen door and chased chickens. They chased chickens until they caught one. They wrung its neck violently and cleaned it right there outside and started frying it while granddaddy was visiting with the preacher. They sat down to eat, and Mama said that the preacher told her this was the best chicken he had ever eaten. He said it tasted so fresh. Mama said she couldn't even look at her own mother because she knew she'd bust out laughing. Because after all, that preacher had no idea just how bloody fresh that chicken was. I love mothers. I do. I love them so much that I thought I might just have one of my own. And I'm going to sing a song for that wonderful mother of mine because I know she's listening. This is a song I sang at my father's funeral and at her father's funeral. It was a song that I know is one of her favorites, and it's a song that is probably everybody's favorite. Aaron's going to play fiddle with me here. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my ear, the song of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks. He tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks in the sound of his voice. It's so sweet the birds hush their singing, and a melody that he gives to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, another has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him all the night. Round us is falling, but he bids me go. To a voice of war, his voice to me is calling. And he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Well, you are listening to Shaun of the South, coming to you on a Friday night, Friday evening broadcast, celebrating Mother's Day. We had a contest this past week for 10 free giveaway books. These books are my books. They make great all-purpose household items. They can level wobbly tables. They make wonderful fly swatters or paperweights. 10 winners I told you we're going to announce, and that is coming right now. 10 winners, 5 from Instagram, 5 from Facebook, and 1 grand prize winner. Who wins a 1979 two-tone red and white Ford F-150 pickup truck with a tool storage box, lock and door, factory bed cap, front tow hooks, push bar, fog lamps, roof clearance lights, handle package, front rear stabilizer bars, gas filled front rear shocks, heavy duty front springs, freewheeling appearance package, A exterior accent strip and blackout, glue blackout front bumper, and unique front bumper trim made from genuine die cast metal by Hot Wheels from Mattel Company, not suitable for ages below 5 and 6. Some parts may present choking hazards. I'm holding this truck in my hand right now. Grand prize. All right. Well, without further ado, let's have a little dramatic music here. Our 5 winners from Instagram are JBAM563. Winner number 2. Yo Yarn Carol. Yo Yarn Carol. Winner number 3. Haley Caldwell. Haley Caldwell. Winner number 4. Kristen Nielsen 514. And winner number 5. Down in the Delta LLC. If you're hearing this, try to send me an email if you get a chance, because it's tough to reach out to people because of spam filters and all that. Sometimes our messages don't go through, especially on Instagram and Facebook. So if you hear this, if you are listening and you didn't fall asleep from boredom and are drowning in a puddle of your own drool, Please send us a message if you get a chance. You can reach me at seanofthesouthshow.com. There's a contact form, seanofthesouthshow.com. You can find archive episodes of all these past episodes dating back to our very first one all the way to this one, which I don't know why you're listening to. You must have terrible taste in podcasts. And now our likes on Facebook. Five people who won on Facebook for their stories, that they share with us. We got so many stories this week that it is truly been an honor to read them. Before bed, my wife and I will read them to each other. We'll be laughing, we'll be crying. It has truly been an honor. I thank you for taking the time to share anything about your own personal life with us. It has meant a lot to me, especially during this quarantine, to be part of a community of people who seem to be so much like myself. All right, five Facebook winners. Most likes on Facebook coming next, the grand prize. Winner number one, Amy Johnson. Amy Johnson. Winner number two, Starla Simmons Migan. Starla Simmons Migan. Winner number three, Dawn Chadbourne Fernandez. Winner number four, Mike Dallin. Mike Dallin. And winner number five, Carrie Thompson. Carrie Thompson. And now for the grand prize winner of the 1979 two-tone Ford pickup truck F-150, Kathy Gable. Kathy Gable, you have won the grand prize. Kathy, come on down. And to Kathy and all our winners out there, every single one from Instagram and Facebook, and every mother listening to this show, this song we're about to play is for you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Shining near cares, and the sun we've no less days to sing and praise than when we first begun.
I love that song. I don't know anybody who doesn't like that song. This portion of our program is brought to you by Folklore Brewing and Meadery, quite literally the best brew in Alabama. Visit folklorebrewingandmeadery.com and by Visit North Alabama or hashtag Visit North AL. Visit the 16 North Alabama counties that make this state that resides above the Northwest Florida Panhandle what it is. Also by Midnight Shift Coffee, the official coffee of the Pensacola Police Department. $1 from every bag goes to help the Riley Foundation fight pediatric cancer. MidnightShiftCoffee.com. Well, we are reading stories and playing songs in the studio tonight with me. I got Aaron Peters playing his fiddle box. He is a good musician, and he's making me cry. Sometimes it's hard to keep on singing without feeling like I got to release about a gallon of salt water and snot through my face. We are reading stories that people have submitted to us about their mothers, and I am playing here tonight. You can't see it, but I'm playing a guitar that was manufactured in 1919. This guitar was made by Oscar Schmidt. It's called a Stella. The Oscar Schmidt factory in New Jersey made it. A Stella guitar. It's 1919. This was the year of the close of World War I. There was a famous song written that year, a popular song that this guitar played, called M-O-T-H-E-R, Mother. M-O-T-H-E-R. M is for the million things you do for me. O is because you're only getting old. T is for the tears you shed to save me. This was a very popular song around World War I, written, I believe, in 1916. And they say that it was sung in the trenches by soldiers who had brought instruments from home with themselves, or little portable turntables to play records on. Mother, in the trenches of battle, Mother. And they also say many of the medics who survived from World War I say that the most common word uttered as a last word for a young man who was giving up the ghost was Mother. Some of the stories we got sent in to us, a story from Amy Johnson. John, I've always considered my grandmother a frugal woman. She married, moved out, and built a modest house that she continued to live in for the rest of her life. She was not one to give up on a garment simply because it was out of style or because she put on a little weight. In the 30 years after she purchased it. My grandmother had 3 cars for the entire time I shared air on this earth with her. She kept tiles on the seat to protect the upholstery and plastic floor mats. She left the plastic on her lamps in the living room forever. She bought store brand everything but toilet paper and Pledge. Some things are just better not to be scrimped on. I always thought my grandmother was a thrifty woman. Until tonight. There's a commercial starring Marilyn Monroe that played a lot around Christmas. It advertised Chanel No. 5. Now, I adore Marilyn Monroe. I always thought I was more of a Jackie O kind of girl, but I liked her. I've had in my mind that I would love Chanel No. 5 since, why not, I love Marilyn Monroe. My husband started to get me some for this Christmas, but he smiled when he smelled it at the counter. He said he wasn't so sure. He wasn't so sure I would like it because, as perfumes go, it's a little pricey. But I've always had champagne taste on water with a lemon budget. However, He decided against it, and we were at the mall tonight, and he asked if I would like a bottle. Why, certainly. So we spritzed a little on the cardstock, and we smelled it, and that smell wafted up to me, and my world spun. It was my grandmother's perfume. My grandmother's been gone from this world for 5 years, this past October, but tonight, she was right beside me, telling me to stand up straight, shut my mouth, before I caught a bug in it. Deborah Jean Boyd. My grandmother always made the best chicken pot pies. When I went to work, I would go eat lunch with her. Always a chicken pot pie. She put it in a glass dish like she scooped it right out of the pan. I was 25 before I found out she was buying them from the store and fixing them and putting them in that glass dish. But what I wouldn't give for one of her pies. And to meet my family, Granny made the best pies in the world. Kay Goslin. My mama was a good Southern Baptist woman who believed strongly in God. She had a habit of saying, for example, "If I live, we will go to Cadell's drugstore and have a banana split Saturday. Or, if I live, we will go visit so-and-so. If I live." Her other habit was a Sunday after church to visit the cemetery with the family. And one bright Sunday, we were all standing in the family plot looking at Papa's grave. And his mama fought back tears. That's when she made the fateful announcement. "If I live, this will be where I'll be buried." I giggled, but Daddy laughed right out loud. Bless her heart, she did not see the humor in that at all. And I guess that's where the phrase, "if I live," came from, Sean. Kerry Thompson. Sean, my grandmother was 103 when she died, and she gave me the most wonderful words of wisdom. I asked her one time how she managed to live so long, and she just looked at me and said, "I keep breathing, sweetie." I said, "No, really, what's your secret?" She said, "Well, moderation in everything." See, my grandmother liked to smoke a little, and she would have a nip or two. And then she'd often say, 11 kids don't count when it comes to moderation. And she winked at me. She also gave me marriage advice, great advice, Sean. She said, "Marry a man who has a dog. That way you know he can commit to something." And her secret to happiness was simply this: have someone to love, have something to do, and have something to look forward to, and you will always be happy. She was a great believer in setting goals. When she turned 100, she had set a new goal to live another 2 years. That way she could have lived in all 3 centuries. God bless you, Granny, 1898 to 2001. Dale Griffin. My mom married my dad when she was 15. Back then, a lot of people did that. My dad was 21 and in the service. They started having kids 3 years later. There were 8 of us kids. They were married almost 54 years. When my dad died, there are so many stories I could tell, but this one is the one I want to share. My dad was a simple man, and he'd drive to the nearest town if he had about 10 miles away. If he had time, he'd drive. My mother could cook, and she could make anything taste good, even lumps of cardboard. They were homebodies. She cooked 3 meals a day, always from scratch, no sandwiches. She always wanted to go out to eat for the anniversary. My dad drove her to town for lunch. They went through the drive-thru, and he parked under the shade near the hamburger place. She was one happy lady because he had taken her out to eat. That is love. Kathy Sue Lair Brunk. There's a memory my dad shares sometimes when we see a train. A memory about a generous train conductor who knew my granny was a widow. a widow of a very respected man in Marion County, in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. A widow raising 6 boys alone during a time when women stayed at home and took care of their children. Now, I've been told my grandma Lair was the strongest Christian woman in Marion County, and I'm proud of her faith and perseverance and how she overcame adversity and raised a generation of good men that were the best mixture of wisdom and toughness and kindness with a lot of love to give and a sense of humor to go with it. The church and town rallied around them, but 6 boys are still a lot of mouths to feed. So the memory goes that this conductor, whenever his train rolled through South Pittsburgh, would blow his horn so that my daddy or one of his brothers or whoever ran the fastest could run to the tracks. When he got there, he'd get a piece of coal with some cash wrapped around it, and it would be thrown to him to help my granny and my uncles get by. Maybe it bought feed for the cow that gave them milk, or seeds for the garden that gave them vegetables. Whatever it was, I'm grateful for the generous train conductor who knew and didn't just drive by. I hope I recognize the opportunities put before me like he did. That generous conductor was my great Uncle Lon, who I never met, but his legacy still lasts today. Have a nice day, a blessed day. And if you cross a train track today, I hope you remember this story. It inspires you to be kind every chance you get so that you too can create a legacy. And now a song for all the mothers who have gone on to another place. A song written in 1864 by a man named Robert Lowry. It was originally titled Hanson Place and was a reference to the original Hanson Place Baptist Church in Brooklyn, New York, where Lowry, the author, was a Baptist minister sometimes. The original building is now housing a different denomination. The music is in the key of D, but we're going to play it in another key here. The lyrics are memorable. Yes, we'll gather at the river. The beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows from the throne of God.
Throne of God.
Well, that's our show tonight. I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in and spent a Friday evening with us here in the sleepy heart of Northwest Florida. I hope you come visit us again here sometime. Thank you to everybody who played our contest for winning books and left us stories about their own life. You have no idea what a privilege it is to be a part of your life, even just for that little bit of a moment that you sent me that story. It means everything to me. You don't know this, but you have changed my life. I'd like to thank all the folks that make this show possible. Case Knives, the tradition in my family, dating back to my granddaddy, the Southern Baptist, the fisherman, and the woodcarver. Also married to Janice Louise Seaton, who is no longer with us, but hopefully is having a happy Mother's Day, staring over the banister of heaven. Happy Mother's Day to my own mother. Thank you to Josh Shepherd. Thank you to Jake Dillard. Thank you to Aaron Peters for playing that fiddle, to Blue Mullet Bluegrass Band, Joel Regan, David Thier, John Young, Mark and Cheryl Gilbert. Thank you to everybody who has ever tuned in to this show. And I appreciate you. I really, really do. Let's kick this one off here.
Well, there's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with darkness and strife, the sunny side also we may view. We'll keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side alive. It will help us every day, it will brighten all our ways, if you keep on that sunny side alive. The storm in all its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Though in time it'll all pass away, and the sun again will shine bright and clear. Oh, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on that sunny side alive. It will help us every day, it will brighten all our ways, if you keep on that sunny side of life. I can hear the old piano in the den, and mama's playing a pretty tune. But nothing is better than the sight of the sunshine in the late afternoon. Whoa, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on that sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all our ways, if you keep on that sunny side of life. When you feel like the world is falling down, and your fears are all coming true, don't you worry a single blessed eye. The sunny side is right there for you to view. Oh, keep on the sunny side, always on that sunny side. Keep on that sunny side alive. It will help us every day, it will brighten all our ways, if you keep on that sunny side of life. I can see all our loved ones standing by, and they're smiling with faces so true. Though the clouds between us are nigh, one day we will shine bright anew. We'll keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on that sunny side of life. If you help us every day, we'll brighten all our ways. If you keep on that sunny side of life, if you keep on that sunny side of life.